fresh upon my heart sings for you. Play me like a regular. Sounds upon the air.
Today is February 11th, and you're listening to Girls Rock Camp Radio on CFRO 100.5 FM. On today's show, we'll have a profile on Chattanooga Girls Rock, interviews of the kids' bands at our Moberly After School program, highlights from our Fieldhouse Open House on Saturday, songs by Rose Melberg, Club Sofa, Pudding, Kim Mortal, Alien Boys, you name it. Plus your weekly roundup of events and rad people, so stick around. It's time for a camper band. Let's mix things up. Instead of our own, we have a song from Chattanooga Girls Rock from 2017, and it's called Mistakes by the Golden Rulers.
Time for a camper band. For a camper band. Time for a camper band. For a camper band.
Chattanooga Girls Rock 2017. We'll do a profile on their camp a little later in the show. We'd like to start with the land acknowledgement. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver acknowledges that we exist on unceded Indigenous land belonging to the Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver takes place every summer in space generously lent to us by the Urban Native Youth Association. Your hosts in the studio today are...
Audrey.
Larissa.
And me, Janelle.
Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a nonprofit society that builds self-esteem in girls and non-binary children and youth through music creation, performance, and friendship. By providing workshops and technical training, we create leadership opportunities, cultivate a supportive community of peers and mentors, and encourage social change in the development of life skills. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is for girls and non-binary youth ages 8 to 17. Our summer camp is a week-long day camp held at Unya since 2009. Campers learn an instrument, form bands, write a song, go to workshops, and ultimately perform their songs in front of a live audience. We have held these showcases at the Rio Theater for most years. Our camp is sliding scale, meaning anyone can come to camp regardless of income.
We also have two after-school programs. One is at Moberly Arts Studio in South Vancouver in partnership with the City of Vancouver. Each session is 2 to 3 months long, with sessions each week, and consists of workshops, band formation, and songwriting in the last few weeks. The program is open to girls and non-binary children and youth ages 8 to 15. Our winter session started January 10th and goes until March 14th. We'll be sure to feature songs and interviews from the winter program on future shows.
Or today.
Yeah. Today, in fact. Our other after-school program is at the Urban Native Youth Association every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. This is a drop-in music program where Indigenous youth are given instrument instruction, can participate in open jams, and can attend various workshops such as electronic music making, recording, drum making, and more. This program is open to Indigenous youth of all genders, ages 11 to 24.
You're listening to Girls Rock Camp Radio on CFRO 105 FM.
Girls Rock Camp Vancouver has been awarded a 3-year fieldhouse residency by the City of Vancouver. The Park Board's Fieldhouse Activation Program transformed former caretakers' suites in parks and underused facilities across the city into active spaces for community-engaged creative practices. We are located at the Falaise Park Fieldhouse in Renfrew-Collingwood neighborhood near Rupert and Grandview Highway. Keep an eye on our social media where we'll be announcing all the events in our new space. We'll be hosting potlucks, movie nights, clothing swaps, volunteer orientations, karaoke parties, instrument instruction, drop-in jams, listening parties, arts and crafts night, recording club, and all kinds of workshops. We're looking forward to expanding our new programming to a new neighborhood and welcome input about events people want to attend.
This past Saturday, we had a very successful open house with performances by Future Star, Kellarissa, and Rose Melberg. Lots of people came through the doors, including... lots of new faces.
It was so fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I also want to mention that we had a beautiful smudging ceremony and welcoming by Candace Norris, Kizzy's mom, which really made the space feel very special.
Totally. I also almost cried.
Yeah, me too.
So many times. Yeah.
She sang some really beautiful songs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Here's a recording of Rose and Larissa performing Rose Melberg's song Homemade Ship live at the Fieldhouse. Enjoy.
Okay. Fail. So we was tossed about the sea too long. Our instruments were wrong. Thank you.
Can we do that again?
Of course. Yay!
Who's everyone's rad person of the week? Audrey, you can start.
Oh, God. I had a rad person of the week before we walked in here, and now I forgot.
St. Vincent.
Pardon?
St. Vincent.
Oh my gosh, it was St. Vincent. Yeah. Okay, so St. Vincent is my rad person of the week because she won Best Rock Song at the Grammys. And I love St. Vincent. I saw her on tour in like 2007 and fell in love with her. And but I haven't seen her play live since.
Right.
I know.
That's not a very good live show. I've seen her multiple times.
Yeah, I keep missing her, and I think, but I just, like, I love her album so much, and I love her music, and I think it's awesome to have, like, women actually get recognition for the music that they play, when, especially in a male-dominated world. How about you, Janelle?
I also like that St. Vincent plays her own guitar that she designed.
Cool. Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's not so everybody cool. gets yeah. to do that.
I know.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's an Ernie Ball brand. Yeah. St. Vincent brand. I don't know.
I also like that that she put out her album that, and the song that one was called Mass Seduction, but I always read it as Mass Education. And then she put out a like stripped down version of all this of the album called Mass Education that you can buy on vinyl.
So confusing.
I know. Yeah. I felt very validated. Yeah. Thank you, Annie.
That's cool.
my rad person of the week is all the women that didn't get nominated for Rock Album of the Year and who didn't win, and Greta Van Fleet, who got the lowest rated album like basically ever on Pitchfork, and they somehow won a Grammy for that.
Just to show who you know and how much money you have.
Yeah, I really don't understand. But anyways, so my rad person of the week is Snail Mail, who got number 4 on 2018 Pitchfork.
Amazing.
Nice.
I think it was like 8.7 review.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there was Soccer Mommy.
I love that album. Clean. Yeah.
And Screaming Females also came out with a good album this year. Apparently, I didn't actually listen to it, but they're a good hard rocking band, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much better than friggin', you know, Greta Van Fleet, that's for sure.
I'm going to have to go buy that Snail Mail album, because I know that I've listened to quite a few of their songs, and I've played some of them their songs on CITR before, but I haven't actually purchased the album, so maybe I'll do that sometime this month.
Oh, get on it.
My rad person of the week is also Grammy related, and it's Kacey Musgraves, who won Album of the Year with Golden Hour.
She won 4 Grammys.
Including Song of the Year. Space Cowboy is a song that Rose and I played on the fly at the field house the other day. We'd never practiced it together before, but we did it.
So beautiful. I actually got more of an understanding of her songwriting with that cover that you guys did.
Yeah.
She's actually a very, like, clever songwriter.
Exactly, yeah. It's, like, really simple, but very clever. And I just think Rose is feeling very validated right now because she's a big fan of hers, and she's been singing her praises for the last year or so.
Yeah.
And
but like I was saying on Facebook, that win was cheapened by Greta Van Fleet winning.
Like, Let's not say their name anymore.
I'm actually a huge Greta Van Fleet fan, everyone, because we want to validate and empower everyone, even those who, I don't know.
Just rip off other bands?
Maybe. I don't understand them.
You know.
Who does?
I don't understand.
I don't think we should give them any more of our time and energy.
No, but Casey Musgrave, Rose's husband John was recording. Was recording that cover that you two did. So you never know, that might pop up on YouTube or something.
Oh, yeah. Was he filming it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
Or he was at least watching very intently while holding his phone in a specific position.
That could be anything.
Maybe playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Cool. Well, shall we move on to a song?
Sure.
Yeah, you're listening to Girls Rock Camp Radio on 100.5 CFRO. Here is Club Sofa with No Frills.
If you call me baby, I will be your baby. Fall upon my knees to clean the mess I'm making. Always careful, you worship every note. Just don't leave me lonely. Just don't leave me lonely.
Okay, we're back.
That was Club Sofa and No Frills.
They've got something to say.
Today's interview is with the bands of the Moberly After School Program.
What?
Yeah, the kids have been in the program for, I think, 4 weeks. Is that right? 5 weeks? 3 weeks?
I don't know. It feels like forever.
Something like 4 weeks. It's ongoing. But they haven't quite started playing together yet, but they've named their bands, they've made up logos, and screen printed their logos onto shirts with Yuriko from Blim. The bands we talked to are called the Freaky Marshmallow BFFs, the Crazy Nines, the Unknown, and Windsor Dudes.
What is the name of your band?
The Freaky Marshmallow BFFs.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, we each kind of took, like, a word that we liked. For example, I took marshmallows.
I took freaky.
And Summer just went with the. She just agreed she liked it. And then Sarah, what did you choose?
BFFs.
Because you're all BFFs, I assume?
Well, BF, I guess.
Yeah, new BFs.
But me and December for sure BFs.
Oh, yeah, right. And how long have you been a band?
Well, like two or three weeks or something.
Do you have any songs yet?
No, we're going to write it probably next week.
What are some subjects your band likes to write songs about?
Things maybe you like or don't like, or like your feelings or something.
Candy?
Oh, yeah. Everyone likes candy, right?
No.
Yeah.
The making of the song is, you all have to put your brains into it.
Yeah, right.
And all songs don't, not all songs have to make sense.
And some songs can be weird and rhyming.
What other bands are your influences?
The Revolution.
Oh, yes.
I really like the Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
Oh, I love the Beatles, too.
Yeah. What's your band logo?
It's like these four marshmallows, like in the corner. I'm in this corner. Sierra's here. December's here, and Noah's here. And then in the middle, there's like a square. There's a square with, and then it says the freaking marshmallow BFF. And then there's like an exclamation point. And then we write our initials. So I would write ST
underneath the marshmallow.
And then she would write SH. She would write DDG. And then she would write MS.
I see.
I really do like rock camp.
Oh, you do? How many times have you been to rock camp?
Once before this. This is my second time.
Oh, cool.
Same with me. Me and December are best friends.
What instrument do you play, Sarah?
Keyboard.
Keyboard. And what do you play?
I'm going to play guitar.
Oh, guitar. Have you played guitar before? Are you excited to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you play the keyboards already?
No.
No? Oh, you're going to learn, too. And what do you play?
I'm going to try to sing.
Oh, excellent. Did you?
And I'm going to play the drums for my second time. But the cool thing about it is that before I even started Rock Camp, I had a drum set. This is my second time playing the drums. I've learned a lot quite lately.
How long have you been wanting to come to Rock Camp?
I just found about it this year.
Is there any advice you'd give to girls who want to be in Rock Camp?
When you're in Rock Camp, you don't need pressure on yourself.
You don't need to pressure yourself.
You can just be yourself.
Be free. Yeah. Be yourself.
Do you guys feel like you can be yourself here?
Yeah. No. It's also about learning cool things about the instruments.
Yeah.
But I do know a lot about music.
Are there any women in your life who play music?
You.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
basically myself.
You're
going to
be the first one.
Myself, yeah. I used to want to be a music writer, but because my dad always wanted to be a record person.
Anything else you have to say about Rock Camp or making music?
It's like also about putting it into creativity of your imagination. And it is very fun.
Well, thank you for having an interview with me. What's the name of your band again?
The Freaky Marshmallow BFFs.
Okay, what is the name of your band?
Crazy
Nines. It's Crazy Nines.
The Crazy Nines. Why did you come up with that name?
Because we're all nine.
We're also crazy.
I'm almost nine.
And we're crazy.
By the time of the concert, she'll be nine.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of music does your band make?
No idea.
We have no idea.
Have you thought about what you might like to do?
No, not really.
I might want to play the keyboard.
Yeah, so
I'll play the bass for sure. No change.
I'm going to play the drums. I'm not changing.
What advice would you have to other young girls who want to play rock music?
If you want to do something, don't be afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm. Just try it. And if it doesn't work out, you try it again. And if it doesn't work out again, you just keep on trying. And if it still doesn't work, maybe take a break so you don't get frustrated.
I know. Try not to spill too much paint on your shirt while you do the print.
Oh, yeah, you got a
just
little bit.
Just be yourself.
What were you guys doing today?
We're making.
What was the logo for your band like?
It was the top hat with four cards on top that represents us, yeah. And then each of them have a nine on them, and then there's a crazy in 3D at the top.
Oh, wow.
And then on the top hat, it has all our names on it.
That's yeah. Great. And who came up with that idea?
We had to compromise.
We all wanted to do something to do with nine, and then Freddie thought of the word crazy.
Yeah.
And then we said crazy eights, and then we're like, wait, but we're all going to be nine by the concert. So
crazy nine.
Crazy nine.
But then for our logo, we had the idea of putting a person holding cards up, a magician, but she didn't want to do that. So
I don't like hands.
Because she didn't want to see the hands.
They're hard to draw, too, right?
Yeah, so we compromised a little bit, and then we figured out just to put cards over our top hat. Like they're floating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because a magician does that.
So, yes. What are some bands that influence you?
The Shins. There's lots of bands I like, but there's like some of them I like lots of people. I just don't know
really
their
like
band
Queen
names.
Or,
I like
is there
Queen.
Any like songs that you like?
Awesome. I don't really like bands completely. I just like singers.
I like Queen. I like all kinds of music. I like Beyonce, but some of her songs are a bit
too mature.
Anything else you have to say about Rock Camp or music stuff?
It's amazing. Rock Camp is amazing.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's pretty awesome. I really like the stuff we do here. Like, I had so much fun with the makeup.
I like cats. I don't know if anyone else likes cats. And if you don't, it's totally fine. I also have a dog.
Girls
have fish.
Loves cats. Cool. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Good boy.
What is the name of your band?
The Unknown.
What is your logo?
It says the,
like the,
and then it says unknown. And yeah, and then there's like a squiggly line under unknown.
And then we have this alien spaceship kind of
like a flying saucer above the K, and it's like and then the abducting light, the K,
yeah,
kind of.
Came down, okay.
And then on the bottom we have thought bubbles with question marks.
Yeah.
And have you thought at all about what kind of music you're gonna play?
No.
I think like probably rock and roll.
What are your musical influences?
I've just been listening to music for a really long time, and I just like. Instead of like watching TV, I like sometimes I just like go listen to music on my and so I just been listening to music different artists for so long. So I couldn't just
pick
one.
Do you have a
one.
Favorite band?
No, no, I couldn't pick just
one. Okay, that's fine. How about you?
I think a band I like because I'm playing the drums in this band, and a band I think that has good drumming is AC/DC because it's like simple and but it's just catchy but simple drumming, mm-hmm. And some of my favorite bands, it's like AC/DC, Unleash the Archers, Iron Maiden, those bands.
Oh, I'm playing bass. I played it last year, and I really liked it.
I'm playing keyboard, and the band I think is the best influence is Arcade Fire.
How about you?
I'm playing the guitar, and I really like any type of music, but two bands I like are Blondie and Tegan and Sarah.
Is there any advice you'd give to young girls who want to rock?
I think it's just don't worry. Just try things out. Don't worry, like think like, oh, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this for a long time. It's like just rent it for a month or something.
That's a great idea.
At like Long McQuaid or something.
Yeah, oh, that's
like
very
that.
Good advice. it's pretty cheap to rent instruments at Long McQuaid, actually.
They have a big selection.
Exactly.
I've rented two instruments. I read electric guitar and electric drums.
I would say don't be afraid to try new things and don't let other people decide for you what you want to do. Just try your best.
What advice would you have?
Just try your best and just believe in yourself that you can do it.
How about you?
Always be yourself and never let anyone else tell you that you can't do it.
I just want to say one other thing that you could do is, like, if you come to Girls Rock Camp, when you're trying different instruments, don't just like, oh, I don't know the chords for this. I don't know things. So when I came, I didn't know at all a bass, and I just like made stuff up.
Yeah.
And I did it in our song.
There's no wrong way to play music, right?
Just like do whatever you want and make it sound good. Or even if it doesn't sound good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, as long as you're having a good time. Yeah. Right.
Anything and else? Also, personally, when I came here, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to like this. You know, I don't play any instruments, and I'm not, like, my friends aren't going, so I'm not going to make any friends. But I came here, and I made so many friends, and I learned how to play an instrument, multiple instruments. So just keep an open mind. Like, always see if you're going to like it or not, because sometimes you still might not like it, but I personally, like, Girls Rock is, like, my favorite ever.
Yeah. I came really late. I came like 4 weeks until the end.
Yeah.
And I thought like, okay, everyone else has made friends, are ready for like a bunch of months. And I came in and all like already in like 5 seconds I've made friends with you and like everyone.
That's very sweet. What was the name of your band again?
The Unknown.
Thank you. What is the name of your band?
Windsor Dudes.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, I'll explain. So, our school is called Windsor House.
You all go to the same school?
Yeah. And me and Lola, on the first day, we were just driving in the car, and I was like, we should name our band Windsor Dudes.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, that's amazing. And then we told Addie and Eden, they were like, yeah, we should.
And what's your logo?
It's like a circle. And it has a W and then a Z at the top.
What instruments do you all play? I'll go around the circle.
I sing and play bass.
I play guitar.
I just sing.
I do piano.
Are you sisters?
Yes.
I could tell. How long have you been in a band together?
Since Girls Rock started, which is like just a couple weeks
ago. Yeah. What type of music do you play?
We're just kind of like writing stuff.
What kind of songs do you think you'll write?
So far, we're writing a song based on our school because we're the ones who do it. So.
That makes we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like rock music or pop music? Or?
It's kind of just weird. Oh, it's kind of like we're putting memes into it, okay. So it's just, yeah.
I like weird music. A lot of people do.
I do.
Yeah. We're going to record the showcase, too, and then we can put those songs on the radio as well.
Cool.
Yep. What advice do you have for other young girls who are, you know, thinking about joining rock camp or playing in a band?
Think about something that's normal for you, like your school, and then, like, your school for us, or, like, your neighborhood or whatever, and just write a song about it.
That's good advice. Do you have any general comments about Girls Rock Camp?
It's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun, and I think
it's really fun.
Yeah, I think it's cool that, like, we're all in a band together. I actually showed Addie, Eden, and Lola Girls Rock Camp. I showed them all.
Oh, really? And you all decided to come?
Yeah.
Does your band have, like, a look?
Yes. Actually, our theme is kind of blue.
Blue and white.
Like, blue and white. We're going to wear blue wigs.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be really fun. And we're going to wear our band shirts. Lola's our mascot, so she's going to be a bit different.
She's going to wear this dragon.
Yes, and then she's going to have, like, blue wings, the blue mask, like, blue lipstick, blue eyeshadow.
Yeah, we're going to wear red lipstick.
And we're gonna have a W painted on our face with a Z on top.
Yeah, our logo like painted on our face.
Like superheroes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What was the name of your band again?
Windsor Dudes.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
I think I just died of cuteness.
Yeah, wasn't that
so
great?
Adorable.
That was the interviews with kids from the Moberly Girls Rock Camp Vancouver after school program that takes place every Thursday. You're listening to Girls Rock Camp Radio on CFRO 100.5 FM.
You're listening to Girls Rock Camp Radio on CFRO 100.5 FM.
Rock camps around the world bring knowledge to the girls. Rock camps around the world empower all the girls.
Each week we'll be profiling a band from one of the organizers or campers of another camp in a different city. This week we're talking about Chattanooga Girls Rock. Chattanooga Girls Rock was born out of a belief in the transformational effect of a music education, a commitment to fostering a more diverse and uplifting music scene, and a desire to provide girls with positive adult mentors and a supportive community where they can feel free to be exactly who they are. CGR is a one-week empowerment-based music education and performance summer program. Throughout the week, campers can participate in workshops such as videography, zine making, screen printing, sound engineering, recording, and community organizing. That's cool to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In partnership with the public library, youth of all genders aged 10 to 17 can check out instruments and gear with a library card. Also cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's also year-round programming and workshops, including DJing, movement arts, and custom guitar building. In 2017, they released a 40-track fundraiser compilation album called Smokin' in the Girls' Room, a history of women in Chattanooga's underground music scene. The songs you've been hearing throughout the show are from that compilation. Here's Walk the Floors by Dark Rides.
My mind is looking
The Cults is proud to present Much Ado About Nothing from February the 5th to the 16th at the Historic Theatre. Set in a mesmerizing theatrical world, this deadly serious and sublimely ridiculous story of soldiers in love and women confined by tradition is a bold and playful romp through the extremes of desire and ambition, loyalty and redemption. Featuring their signature all-female cast, Vancouver's critically acclaimed Classic Chick Productions promises an evening of Shakespeare unlike anything you've experienced before. If you want to get tickets, visit tickets.thecultch.com.
The Cultch is thrilled to bring Corey Payette's award-winning musical, Children of God, back to the traditional territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. After its momentous cross-country tour, it returns to the York Theatre February 20th to March 10th. In this powerful musical, the children of an Oji Cree family are sent to a residential school in Northern Ontario. It is a story of redemption for a mother who was never let past the school's gate and her kids who never knew she came. Children of God offers a thrilling blend of ancient traditions and contemporary realities, celebrating resilience and the power of the Indigenous cultural spirit. Tickets are on sale now. Visit tickets.thecultch.com.
What is even happening? February 11th to 24th. Each show will give you a list of rad events happening around the city. Here's what we got planned. Monday, February 11th.
It's happening right now.
Right now. At the Grandview Calvary Baptist Church at 1803 East 1st Avenue. It's called We Will Not Be Silenced, a fundraising night to honor the lost and missing Indigenous women and their families. All proceeds will go to the work on the awareness on the plight of the Sisters of the Downtown East Side, the missing and lost Sisters of Fentanyl and Overdose, of the missing gone too soon, their long search for their lost loved ones, and support needs during these hard times. Featuring performances by JB the First Lady, Sarah Brooke Cadeau, Atticus Corturay, and more. The event starts at 7 p.m., so get over there. On Tuesday, February 12th, Podcasting, Finding the Story. It's a workshop hosted by our friend Madeline Taylor at Vivo.
Yay, Madeline.
Yay. Wednesday, February 13th, Into the Beautiful Blistering Night, featuring Jillian Christmas, Kim Mortal, and Nyla Carpentier at Havana Theatre on Commercial Drive. Thursday, February 14th, BB's Single Release Party with Supermoon, Waste, Lone, and Dame DJs at KW Studios. We also have Shearing Pink's Anniversary Show with Ex-Softus and Kamikaze Nurse at Redgate.
Going to that one.
Yeah, sounds good. Also on the 14th, Venus and Mars, a love story at the H.R. McMillan Space Center with a performance by Jody Glenham.
Can I throw in one more for the 14th?
Go
as well?
For it.
There's going to be the March for Murdered and Missing Indigenous People. That's going to be down at the Carnegie Center is where the march will be starting. I believe it will be starting either at 11 or 12. There is 1 hour reserved for family members. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, check it out online.
Yep. Friday, February 15th, it's Dad Thighs, final show with Princess Apparently, Pudding, and Dame DJs at Redgate. Also on the 15th, Level Up, Queer Rap and R&B Party at the Clubhouse featuring DJ Osho, DJ Softy Shan, and performances by Carmela Barr and Anastasia Siren Mariana Lane. On February 16th, Saturday, the Iris Film Collective, our sister collective, they have an open house potluck at the Burrard View Park Field House from 5 to 8 p.m.
We took over their old field house.
Yes. We're in theirs now at Fillet's Park.
Oh.
Also on the 16th, we got Wax Cowboy, Club Sofa, Dante's Paradise, and Super Budget. It's an all-ages show at Static Jupiter at 25 East 6th Avenue. Also that day, there's the Wet'suwet'en fundraiser at Black Lab with Pudding, Dumb, Necking, and Bedwetters Anonymous.
On Sunday, February 17th, we have Fish Sung Sounds featuring The Giving Shapes and Jenny Benai at Wet Lab. Also that day we have Motrain, a Black History Month event, at the warehouse at Eastside Studios, bringing awareness and celebrating Black culture in Vancouver. Guest speaker is Joy Guyamfi from Black Lives Matter, CBC Searchlight winner Desiree Dawson, and guests singing live Motown hits, hosted by Kendall Jenner and Carmela Barr. Performances by Coco, Buster Cherry, and Hell's Kitchen. DJ Softy Chan, DJ Denise, and DJ G Love. Also on Monday, February 19th to the 20 or to March 2nd is the Talking Stick Festival, which Kizzy and folks from Anya are going to be performing at.
Yeah,
it's Western Canada's premier Indigenous arts festival. This is featuring Indigenous theater, dance, music, film, and reading events held across the city. On February 23rd at the Roundhouse, check out A Night of Indigenous Women Musicians featuring Emily Waramara, Caitlin Goulet, and DJ Osho. February 24th at the Roundhouse is Snotty Nose Rise Kids and Mama Rude Gal, MTCH.
On Wednesday, February 20th, there's Partner and Dude York at the Fox. Our phone is ringing, but we can't answer it because we're on the air, FYI. February 22nd, Friday, is Fake Jazz Monthly at the Toast Collective with Shoot Lord Fluterman, V. Becker, Rusalka, and Stefan Meyer. On Saturday, February 23rd, it's Freak Dream, Hypatia, VHD, and the Pleasure Dunes at Black Lab. Sunday, February 24th, Waxahachie with the guests Bonnie Dune. That's at the Wise Holland Lounge.
So excited for that one.
Yeah. Also on March 3rd, not really in this, cycle of events, but March 3rd, we have the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Second Annual Rock Lottery at Red Gate. And it's pretty full up, but, you know, we can still use a couple singers and guitar players or keyboard players, or if you play some other wacky instrument, get in touch and we'll put you on the bill. But you do need to pre-register. So email us at info@girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. You're listening to Girls Rock Camp Radio on CFRO 100.5. We have a few songs here. We got Pudding, Kimmortal, Alien Boys, and Jody Glenham coming up.
myself number one. Now I'm roasting under blazing sun, riding shotgun. You at the wheel, my free will at your direction. Memorize your signs, but forgot my own reflection. All my eggs in my basket, I gave them all to you. Still hungry after fables, but I ran out of spoons. Give her more than I can give, overextending my wings. Good at playing your games, but this is not a win-win. I've been sinking in your dirty dishes, even when my plate's full. I marry myself, I remain faithful. One day I'll leave the table, cause you stop serving love. Crave the taste of solitude, I know it is enough. I'm blue, the color of my solitude. Ooh, I'm blue. I'ma choose to love me over you. I've lost count of how many times I knew my yes was a no. I'm your clown out of habit, there is dust on my throne. For you, I drop my shit just to hear you say hero. Fly you to your dreams, distract me from my own. Maybe, baby, someday I will learn to be alone. I fly myself up to the moon and build a gate around my zone. I bust a myth that I am selfish when I take care of myself. Repeat it till I hear it, reverse the trauma in myself. Ooh.
Yeah.
You just heard Jody Glenham, Ill Wind, Alien Boys, Dogs, Kimmortal, I'm Blue, and Pudding, Double Happiness.
Pudding.
Yay! Thanks for listening to Girls Rock Camp Radio, everyone. Shout out to Rebecca, who's listening.
Yeah, hey, Rebecca.
Yay.
Remember to check out our Facebook page and website for info about Rock Camp and our field house. You can always email us at info@girlsrockcampvancouver.ca for more info on GRCV. You can now donate to Girls Rock Camp Vancouver through our Patreon at www.patreon.com/GRCV.
This is another song from Girls Rock Chattanooga. Here's Basement Benders with Regrettable. Have a great night, and we'll see you in 2 weeks on February 25th. After that, we're playing a song for Amy, who couldn't be here tonight.
Especially
we miss
for
you.
Amy.
Come back.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Stay safe in the snow.